Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. This is the word of the Lord.
God's wonderful surprise. Jesus' friends were sad. They would never see their best friend again. How could this happen? Wasn't Jesus the rescuer, the king God had promised? It wasn't supposed to end like this. Yes, but whoever said anything about the end? Just before sunrise, on the third day, God sent an earthquake and an angel from heaven. When the guards saw the angel, they fell down with fright. The angel rolled the huge stone away, sat on top of it, and waited. At the first glimmer of dawn, Mary Magdalene and other women headed to the tomb to wash Jesus' body. The early morning sun slanted through the ancient olive trees, drops of dew glittering on leaves and grasses, little tears everywhere. The friends walked quietly along the hilly path through the olive groves until they reached the tomb, and immediately noticed something odd. It was wide open. They peered through the opening into the dark tomb. But wait, Jesus' body was gone. And something else. A shining man was there with clothes made from lightning. "Don't be scared," the angel said. But they couldn't help it. They screamed anyway. The angel asked them, "What are you doing here? This is a tomb, and tombs are for dead people." The women couldn't speak. "Jesus isn't dead anymore," he said. "He's alive again." And their hearts leapt. And then the angel laughed with such gladness that they felt for a moment as if they had woken from a nightmare. The other women rushed home, but Mary stayed behind. How could it be true? Jesus was definitely dead. How could he be alive? Just then, Mary heard someone else in the garden. Perhaps it's the gardener, she thought. He'll know where Jesus' body is. "I don't know where Jesus is," Mary said urgently. "I can't find him." But it was all right. Jesus knew where she was, and he had found her. Mary. Only one person said her name like that. She could hear her heart thumping. She turned around. She could just make out a figure. She shaded her eyes to see, and thought she was dreaming. But she wasn't dreaming. She was seeing Jesus. Mary fell to the ground. Sudden tears filled her eyes, and great sobs shook her whole body. And all she wanted in that moment was to cling to Jesus and never let him go. "You'll be able to hold on to me later, Mary," Jesus said gently. "And always be close to me. But now go and tell the others that I'm alive." Mary ran and ran all the way to the city. She had never run so fast or so far in all her life. She felt she could have run forever. She didn't even feel like her feet touched the ground. The sun seemed to be dancing and gleaming and bounding across the sky, racing with her and shining brighter than she could ever remember in the clear, fresh air. And it seemed to her that morning, as she ran, almost as if the whole world had been made anew, almost as if the whole world was singing for joy. The trees, tiny sounds in the grass, the birds, her heart. Was God really making everything sad come untrue? Was he making even death come untrue? She couldn't wait to tell Jesus' friends.
They won't believe it, she laughed.
She was right, of course.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Anka, if you don't know that yet. Today we are looking at another promise that God made to his people, the Israelites. The promise that he would save them. And God kept his promise by sending Jesus, his one and only son, to save not only the Israelites, but the whole world, the entire of mankind. Did you know that Jesus is the greatest of all of God's promises? Jesus is God's best promise. Now I've got some actions to go with that. I'm going to say that a few times today, and then I will always invite you to say that with me. Over 2,000 years ago, Peter and John, as we saw in that video made by the skit guys, found themselves standing in front of an empty tomb. They possibly laughed together, filled with an unexplainable joy, when they found only Jesus' clothes, the linen that he was wrapped in. Imagine you were one of Jesus' disciples and you were the first person to find the empty tomb. To see and to hear the angel telling you the good news that Jesus is alive. What would you think? What would you feel? Would you cry? Would you laugh? Would you be afraid and maybe run away? Now imagine you would be laughing, Madeline. That would be amazing. Now imagine you were the first disciple and the first person to actually see Jesus like Mary did. Would you laugh? Would you cry? Would you be afraid? Would you not believe your eyes? Would you run up to Jesus and give him a hug? Our Bible passage today says that when John saw the empty tomb, he believed. He believed that Jesus had risen, and he hadn't even seen Jesus yet. Jesus promised that he would rise from the dead, and he did. Jesus kept his promise. Let's do that together. Jesus is God's best promise. Now let's look a little bit closer at Jesus' name. Who knows what Jesus' name is in Hebrew? I think some of the adults might know this. In Hebrew, come on, I know George would know this. Well, somebody has to.
Yeshua.
That's it. Yeshua. Try to say that with me. Yeshua. Yes, I think it's so beautiful. And it's spelt, if you go to the next page. Oh, that was a picture of Mary seeing Jesus. Like that. Yeshua. Now, Yeshua also means Yahweh, which is God's holy name given in the Hebrew scriptures, is salvation. Basically, Jesus is salvation. Acts 4, verse 12 says, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. Now, what does it mean to save something or someone? I'm going to let you have a little think about that. And at this point, I'm going to need some volunteers. Now, everybody can take part in this, but there's only 7 things to be found. So that means you're going to have to be quick. What Easter Sunday would be complete without an Easter egg hunt? Okay, hold your horses. Around the church, I have hidden 7 eggs. Well, hold on. When you find it, come back straight to me because we need to open it up. Ready, steady, go. One, two, do I need to start giving some clues? If you like playing piano, you might want to go check there. That beautiful piano over there. Well done. One, two, three, four, and then behind a beautiful golden cross, there's also one somewhere there. Well done, Abby. Watch out, be careful. Slow moving, you don't have to be too fast. It's okay. Where's Yona? I think, where did you find this one, Amy? Oh, that might be Madeline's empty one. So that means, hold on to it though. One, two, three, four, five. Have you looked under the clock? Or the bell, I mean. The bell. Or above it. A bell. Above. Oh my gosh, I need to help. I think it's at the top, boys. There is a one. Who stole that one? I definitely hid it. Did you find it? Well done. Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six. We still need one. Did you find the one on the windowsill? Have you got it, Matthew? Okay, great. The 7 with the eggs, please come and stand on the stage. And all the other children on the carpets, please. Do you remember this was the one that you had earlier? Let's open them up and see what's inside. Go for it. You open up. Chocolate. That's a little reward for you finding it. Now open up your picture and tell me who is on your picture. I'll give you the mic.
Spider-Man.
Wonder Woman.
America. Iron Man.
Got Abby. I don't
know yet.
Do you know that
Flash.
Superhero?
Flash.
I'm Superman? Yes. Well done. Okay. All of these are superheroes. That's right. Now you guys can all go sit down again. But can you please give me your eggs back? You can keep the contents, of course. I just need your plastic egg. Yes. There we go. Well done. All right, children, you need to sit down and be quiet again, please. All of these superheroes rescue or help or deliver people from harm or danger in some or other way. But as we all know, they are only story characters. They are not real. Jesus, God's Son, is real. He is the Son of the living God. And how did Jesus rescue and help and deliver people? Jesus healed sick people. In fact, he even raised them from the dead, like Jairus' daughter. Jesus made blind people see again. Jesus walked on water. Jesus fed 5,000 people with just 3 fishes and 5 loaves of bread. Jesus calmed a storm with his words. But Jesus knew that doing all of these miraculous things wasn't the plan. He had something much more important to do, and it involved an even greater superpower that would help even more people. Jesus could save our hearts. Everyone's hearts. Anyone who has ever lived or who will ever live could be saved by Jesus. That is one incredible superpower. Let's do that together again. Jesus is God's best promise. Jesus was, is, and always will be the only one who could ever have the power to save us. We needed someone to take our place. We needed someone to step in and help us. We couldn't save ourselves because we weren't perfect. We needed Jesus to come and live a perfect life and die a perfect death for us. We need him to save us so we could live with him forever in heaven. Jesus is the ultimate superhero with the ultimate superpower. Jesus is the Son of God. One last time. Jesus is God's best promise. Let me end by praying for us. Dear Jesus, you are the only true Savior of the world. May we always remember this. May we call on your name, trust in your name, live in your name. Jesus, may your name be the first prayer we pray in the morning and the last prayer we say at night. Jesus, the only name in which there is salvation. We love you. Amen.